Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Annetta Markowska, Chief U.S. Economist at Societe Generale in New York. Annetta, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to focus on the U.S. economy here. We get figures on personal income and personal spending coming up in just over 2 hours at 8:30 this morning. What sort of results are you looking for?
We're looking for personal income to increase by 0.2, but spending is likely to post a nominal decline of 0.1. Remember that gasoline prices are part of that. This is a nominal reading. So after we adjust for the inflation, which printed at a negative reading for the month of May, real spending will likely increase by 0.1. The consumer is still growing, but certainly not at the pace that we saw in the first quarter. Right now, based on our estimates from May, it looks like we're on track for slightly below 2% on real spending in the second quarter coming from the consumer.
Well, is this going to be the third year in a row that we see some fairly strong economic numbers early and then everything stalls out in the, late spring, early summer?
It is certainly looking like this. We look for growth in the second quarter, just about 1.5%, and then sort of 2% in the second half of the year. So maybe the swing this year will not be as pronounced as it was in the last 2 years, but certainly directionally it is looking that way.
Now, a week from today, is it, we get the jobs report?
Yes, absolutely. We're looking for another pretty sluggish report. As you saw yesterday, jobless claims have sort of stalled out, and while they're still below 400, they're not suggesting any further significant improvement in the labor market. And so as a result, for next week, we're looking for only 80,000 jobs being created in the latest month, which is basically in line with the trend that we've seen in the last few months. It is disappointing because, the break-even rate as far as stabilizing the employment-to-population ratio is just above 100. So for June, we're looking for something a little bit below that. And while the unemployment rate might very well drop another tick, that is likely to be driven by the ongoing declines in the participation rate. So, the picture on the labor market is not looking particularly great.
Well, what do you see as the main impediment to job creation?
Oh, just lack of demand. This is an economy that's growing at best sort of a trend, maybe even a little bit below, depending on what your estimate of trend growth is. And, we need something above 2.5% on a sustained basis on GDP growth in order to see a more meaningful improvement on the employment gap. And unfortunately, my forecast suggests that this status quo will sort of continue for the next 6 quarters. We're looking for growth to average at just 2% this year and 1.8% next year, and that at best will keep the unemployment rate stable at current levels.
Well, looking ahead here, Annetta, how do you factor in healthcare reform on the overall economy?
I don't think it has much of an impact in a very near term. And remember that the CBO scored it as revenue neutral, actually even slightly positive going forward. One concern, of course, is that part of the increase in access to healthcare is being paid with tax increases. And so that, kind of reduces or takes away potentially from tax increases that we need to see anyway in order to stabilize the deficit going forward. But a lot of these provisions will not kick in until 2014. So in the very near term, I think the impact on the broad economy is fairly limited.
Well, sure. But we've been hearing for a long time that a lot of things holding business back have to do with just uncertainty. Well, at least this is part of the uncertainty now that's been lifted. I mean, like it or not, now we know what's going to happen. Or do we?
That certainly helps. But to be honest, if you look at the employment data over the past 12 months, the bulk of employment has actually been created by small and mid-sized businesses, precisely the businesses that should be hurt by healthcare reform. So the evidence actually isn't there to suggest that this has had a tremendous impact, that this uncertainty has had tremendous impact on hiring. I think, again, going back to the labor market, the real underlying problem is just the lack of demand.
Well, how much longer do you see this relatively low economic growth continuing?
As I mentioned, probably the next 6 quarters. I think, obviously we'll still have to get through the fiscal cliff, and we are assuming a fair amount of fiscal restraint coming next year, and I think that that will, you know, more or less offset any underlying improvement in the private sector. And then remember that, you know, ultimately for the U.S. to grow out of the current problems, external rebalancing is necessary. And obviously right now with what's going on in Europe, in the recession and China with their growth slowdown, that rebalancing story has been somewhat delayed. But we assume that by the time we get into late 2013 and early 2014, that those more positive forces will start to materialize.
Annetta Markowska, the chief U.S. economist at Societe Generale in New York.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.